Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Mama Still Got It podcast. Stay tuned for this.
Welcome to the second podcast for Mama Still Got It. I'm Louise Boyce, mother model and still pregnant, obviously. Today we are talking about how to survive the summer holidays. With me, guests again, Kerry Northcott. Awesome to have her back on the show. She is a mother to the Ivy Coco. Instagram is Life with Ivy Coco. We have Kristen Smith, who we actually met at the school gates. She has a blog called Wine or Wine. Hilarious, hilarious lady. And also back with us, we've got Liz Day, parenting consultant at Mothercare. So we're going to crack on with this on how to survive the summer holidays. Here we go. Welcome to the second podcast for Mama Still Got It. In the house, we have Kerry Northcote.
Cot.
Why can't I get that right?
We'll get there on the fifth one.
Yeah. Welcome back, Kerry. Lovely to have you back. Again, if you don't follow Kerry, you should be. She's hilarious. Life with Ivy Coco. That's her daughter, not a disease. Which is like what you said, not that. We've also got back with us Liz from Mothercare, Liz Day from Mothercare. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. And also on the panel today, we have Kristen. Oh my God, what's your surname?
Smith. It's not worth mentioning.
Who are you? Kristen is a mum of two girls. We go to the same school. She's also got an amazing blog called Wine or Wine, as in W-H-I-N-E. And obviously W-I-N-E, and it does say it all, and she's absolutely brilliant as
more
well.
More of the W-Y-I-N-E, not the H.
So today we are going to be talking about surviving the summer holidays. Oh gosh. I'm just going to kick this off with you, Kristen. Week one of school, 39 degree heat. How are you managing this?
Yeah, not managing well, surviving on wine and a lot of whining. I think the main situation is the paddling pool situation.
Oh, yeah.
Of having a paddling pool up and then the water gets disgusting.
Oh,
and
gosh,
then having
yes.
to lug it to the drains with all the leaves in. And then our one broke yesterday.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll be back to Asda soon to get another paddling pool. But yeah, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Yeah. It is exhausting. And this is what we were talking about actually before we started recording. I think we actually said really good stuff before we started recording. Of like, there is so much mum guilt of like, you know, having to think of trying to do something every day. Like the kids saying, what are we doing today? And it's like, I don't, and for me, you know, I'm about to give birth next week. I don't want to do anything apart from do a podcast, clearly. my kids are, well, as she's saying that, my eldest is quite happy in front of a computer game, but that makes me feel guilty.
Yeah.
And what was it you were saying, Liz, about helicopter parenting? What is that?
Well, helicopter parenting, it's something that generally, parents need to be a bit careful of, because if you do structure everything that your child does, you know, from when they wake up, you know, when they go to sleep, it's just not mentally, it's just not a good thing. Mm. But generally what they find for young children, because it's always good for kids to find, children to find out, you know, things for themselves, you know, to have periods of time, maybe when they're a little bit bored, because then they'll end up sort of, their creativity will start to flourish a little bit. I mean, it's always good to, on saying that during the holidays, I think it's trying to have a little bit of a structure. It's interesting what you say about, you know, it can be exhausting. And if the weather's, you know, really lovely, or actually it's not so good, actually it starts to rain a lot. Mm-hmm. But I think the one thing that definitely children, certainly young children, going out at least some point during the day. Yeah. Even if you get, you know, you can find just somewhere that you just get some of that energy, even if it is raining a bit, well, does it really matter? But I think it can sort of help you to feel sane. Yeah. And actually, definitely. It just prevents them from getting a bit niggly, which we know that they all can do at times.
Yeah, and I think especially with boys, I mean, you've both got girls, haven't you? But I've got two boys and they are like dogs. They need to be walked twice a day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they just like they're climbing the walls at 10 a.m. already, and it's just like, oh my god, we've got to get them out.
Yeah,
just to get their energy levels down.
Ivy's like that now. As I said, like the first thing she says to me when she wakes up, "What are we doing today? Where are we going?"
Oh god, the pressure.
And it's like immediately, and I'm like, and it's like, how long is it? A long way? And I'm like, child, okay, you want to get out of the house? I'm going to take you to London. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to get free trains.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's like that. Or you sit indoors and you play with your toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a big thing with kids. Like, yeah, so what are we doing today? Are we going to a theme park or are we going to here? And you're like, oh, we're just doing nothing today, by the way. You know, you can play with your thousands of plastic toys upstairs that you've got.
Yeah, that we've spent a fortune on.
That we've spent a fortune on and you are ignoring. But it's interesting what you're saying about the helicopter parenting, because I actually had a friend over yesterday. I hope he's not listening to this. But he had a two-year-old, and the two-year-old was so happy just in the garden.
And I judged everything.
But he kept being like, oh, are you all right? I'm going to change the name. Like, are you all right, Andrew? Andrew, do you want to do this? Oh, Andrew, do you want...
Yeah,
and I was thinking,
that's exhausting.
But I think because I've got older kids now, I'm like, just... go away, you lot. Like, yeah. We're having a barbecue with the parents.
Yeah.
You've got 6,000 toys, just the whole house. Go and entertain yourself.
Yeah.
And bugger off, basically. And the friend just kept trying to make him interact. And he was only two, and he was perfectly happy. And I kept being like, just come and join. Even to the point where the friend didn't sit at the table with us. He went and sat.
Really?
And I was it was totally like helicoptering.
Is it his first child?
First child. Yeah. So I was like, I've got two now. You're like, go away, yeah. You know, in
this
the nicest
one's
way.
Gonna be like,
yeah, ignored.
definitely. But also, like, this is something that really annoys me. It's like August hits, all schools are out, and then holiday prices are like doubled. And like, it's just, it's just mad. Like, are you going away this year?
Well, we are, God, this is going to sound really like, it sounds quite embarrassing actually, but we're actually going to Bermuda. But, no, wait. Like, oh, poor us, such an awful life.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
No, my dad is Bermudan.
So we are going for the first time
in 10 years to see the family, basically, because we haven't been, partly because my youngest child was such a nightmare as a toddler, I just couldn't even contemplate it. Having said that, we did go to Disneyland, which was possibly the most horrendous thing ever with a two-year-old. But anyway,
we'll come back to that in a minute.
Back to Disneyland. the happiest place in the world. Get me out of here. But no, we are going to Bermuda. So we've paid for the flights. We're staying with family there. My dad is coming with us. So extra. So my partner's got a great deal. My dad is flying with me and the girls. And he's going for 4 days. So the father of my children's got 4 days on his own. So he's winning, punching the air. Yeah. And then he's coming out. So it's going to be lovely, but not like you were saying about prices. Because a friend was saying they tried to book a Mark Warner holiday. It's nearly 12 grand for 2 weeks with the kids in the holiday. I mean, it's just insane.
It is insane. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really annoys me that a lot of holiday companies do whack up their prices.
Did you see that meme going around about centre parks? Like, if you ever know when your children are going back to school, just check the centre parks website prices.
Yeah, because they go down.
Literally halves. Yeah, that is crazy.
There's like some excuse like, oh, yes, but I saw someone talking about it. I think the very lovely Where's My Money did a whole thing about the prices, and like she looked into why they do it, and they said about, oh, we do it basically like cost price, so we have to put it up at peak time. It's the same with flights and everything like this. And it's like, well, you know, in restaurants, it's like, not really, because restaurants do kids eat free, so
yeah,
you know, you've got to be a little bit, there's got to be something like that's more accommodating. It's virtually impossible.
Yeah,
and yet you get fined if you take your kid out during school time.
I know, like, give us a break. Like, throw us the bone here.
Yeah.
Try our best.
Everyone didn't go, then.
Yeah.
But then,
maybe if the prices were the same in the school holidays, we wouldn't keep taking our kids out of school.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But there is a thing that it's such nice weather at the moment here. It is so nice. Why are we going on holiday when it's the... But then we can never rely on it because I think it's raining tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so standard.
We're in like monsoon at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, but
we?
It's
we're
life like in England though, isn't it? When you've got it, you've got, still got a... Like, I said, like, I've booked a hotel for me and Ivy for 2 nights in London, so we've got stuff going on up there. And I just thought, at least then, if I go back home, I'm going to like... clean or
jobs.
I'm gonna do stuff yeah. around the house instead of just sit with constantly her this way I'm just do, sat yeah. with her not doing anything yeah. so it's worth it for
do you
us
you know what I cannot relax at the moment no. at home like I think when you're at home all you feel is admin
yeah
admin
yeah.
laundry
kidmin, yeah kids Tide, admin yeah, yeah. personal admin, laundry, and sweeping. They want to,
yeah.
I got obsessed, I sweep crazy lady.
So much. I do it.
See there? I'm surprised I haven't got a broom out.
Well, I have a sweeping this, corner. You can take my broom
I'm
and you can sweep
not
away.
A cleaner. I'm not a cleaning freak, but I've got obsessed. I'm not a cleaner. Yeah, I'm at, you know, my kids haven't showered for a week, but I, if any, yeah, the sweeping's
my
got to be
house.
Done. What, like a leaf?
If you can crack yeah. on, seriously.
I mean, like,
she's
ridiculous.
Judging you now and your, no, your leafage.
No, I don't think it's anyone else's. I'll leaf it out. So we've got a new yeah. patio, so it has to be. But that's just
well,
weird.
It lasts a few months.
Yeah, the clothes, like everything's in piles everywhere yeah. around yeah. the house. But the sweeping's done.
That's
yeah.
something that actually we're starting now with our kids, especially the eldest one, Basil, who's 7, is getting him to do chores
yeah.
in exchange for a little bit of pocket money. So he is actually doing something that's not, you know, just sitting around. Because I feel guilty when he's not. I don't know, with a play date or outside
like
playing football. I just feel like, oh God, he wants to be on PlayStation again. And I know that's his age, but I just, yeah. I don't know, there's something about it that I just don't like. But then I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm all right. I think, all right. Yeah.
I think. They've grown up with iPads and everything like that. And as much as it's easy, settling, you know, some people are like, my kid will not have an iPad, my kid will not do that, they won't be on Instagram when they're 15, blah blah. Look, they're all gonna be, so we have yeah. they are all going to be
yeah.
because it's right. like it's almost like a punishment not to let them do what other kids do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
so I think we support it. We're also all on our phones all the time. If we're in a queue, we're on our phone.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, so we let them do that. But then we also like the chores thing. I've got my 10-year-old now putting clothes away, because I say, you've got to do something for me.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this. Everything I do is for you. And I sort of sometimes scream, nobody cares about me. You know, and like, nobody's doing anything for me. So they have to learn, like, get up, you know, learn to have a shower on their own, start to do things like that, make breakfast, and put clothes away. Like, just 10 minutes for us.
Yeah.
Just to make us.
See,
sane.
I'm at that lovely, really annoying age, whereas Ivy just wants to help me with everything.
Oh.
Which is just sometimes just
annoying.
Very annoying.
Oh, bless her. She's so cute,
her.
Though.
She wants to get How involved with she? Everything. So she's just turned 5. But she just loves being, she's just an outdoor social kid. She wants to be with people, play dates.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She doesn't really want to be, like, if she's indoors playing, it's like, oh my God, what the hell? She's in her bedroom, yeah, she's playing happily. It's so bizarre.
Run away.
But at Christmas, I made the choice. I deleted, as I say this as she's now sat on my phone on YouTube, but I did actually delete YouTube only because we'd bought everything that she asked for, and then all she wanted to do was sit on YouTube, and it really pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? My whole lounge is dedicated to your pink plastic crap, and all you want to do is sit on the iPad and watch YouTube. So I deleted it. So now it's like special treats, aka when I have to do something
like a podcast.
Like a podcast. It goes off. But it's just like it just changes her, who she is. And when she doesn't have it, she does now actually go off and she does play, and she's really creative. She loves doing arts and crafts. She'll go to the arts and crafts store, get some glue out, some drawing, and just crack on. She's got more interest in that than sat playing. So
yeah, that's good though.
And I parent better outside the house anyway. I think I'm a crap parent indoors.
Oh, I guess I'm
distracted.
Yeah, I'm distracted. And also because I am literally about to drop.
Yeah.
Like my patience is gone. It's gone. My patience is gone.
In
and
the
like
heat as well.
In the heat, when I hear my two boys like squabbling like in the paddling pool, like, you know, as you're saying, there's a leaf in the pool, take it out. And I'm like, oh my God, just take it out.
Everything has to be done instantly, doesn't it? I need food now.
I need it now.
It's like I'm on the toilet trying to go. Can you please for 1 second?
I think it's the questions. I've started
questions.
Well, I've started now, general inquiries is shut now. If there's any more general inquiries, fire them at me and then it's done. Because like you, I think the worst thing is you get in from a day out in the park, you're exhausted, 6,000 bags, yeah. They trample over you and then they ask you 6,000 questions and you're like, I can't even breathe. So we just have to shut down the office and be like, I'm not available anymore.
I've learned not actually saying anything that we're doing now. It's just happening when we're there, because otherwise I get the continual questions of, how long, when we going, who are we seeing, who's going to be there, is it little girl, is it a big boy, we had it in the car, pets, got asked how many pets Basil has, about
is there an elephant there?
Goes, Jesse, look at me, I was like, he's driving the car, so no, he can't look at you right now, okay, it's constant, I feel like going, this is my life.
I start to go in line and a dark room sometimes. I can't deal.
He said to me, don't go and spend those money in the school holidays. I was like, sorry, what do you want me to do? Just sit at home?
Yeah,
and, like,
I know. It's so
draw?
Hard.
I have to, for my own sanity, the continual questions, I have to get out of the house.
We've had questions about Titanic, honestly, for the last 6 months, on loop. Basil is obsessed. I showed him the movie just to shut him up. I was just like, there are all your answers.
And then I was like, why? And did I was
like,
show you this?
I was like, did Jack survive? No. Does that mean that?
No, Rose is savage.
Did he die?
Let go of
like,
him.
Where is he now? Literally, the questions. He's obsessed. He hasn't even done this at school. So nothing to do with school. I don't even know where this obsession came from. But since, I mean, I kind of sometimes wish I had my like an edited film of his constant questions about Titanic. Mummy, why didn't the fourth funnel work? And that's a fun fact for you. The fourth funnel was a dud one. It was just there for to look good.
I'm
quite
interested in it too.
It's so random.
It's really random. I mean, I know everything about Titanic, just saying.
But why didn't Rose move up on the thing? Because Jack could have been trained. Do you know what
I mean? I know.
She wasn't that into him.
No. It's the old classic.
She was like, finally, I got rid of this needy.
Do you know what? I said that to my daughter last night. I said, after watching Love Island, I said, listen, if a man ever says, it's not you, it's me, I'm too busy with my job, I'm not ready for a relationship yet. He's just not that into you.
Yeah.
And we should have all learned this.
We should just play her that film. There's a film called
She's not that into
I've read
you.
The book.
Because
brilliant.
We all go, it's just he's having a bit of a... He just didn't like you enough.
Yeah,
and there's all the exes now.
I still have this conversation with my husband.
Yeah.
You're just not that into me, are you, really? You're just here by default.
In Love Island, they're like, I just don't know.
She's just not into you.
You need a brutal friend, don't you? And then you'll be like, oh, because there's nothing you can do then.
No, I know.
We're going off key a bit here.
Yeah, we are. But I like it. Maybe this be another podcast another time.
Yeah.
Basically, we just rip into our husbands.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Liz, your children are 23 and 25. So when you were parenting, you didn't have iPads and YouTube and all these extra. How did you survive?
I mean, I know it's a bit boring, but it is planning a little bit. If you know you've got 5 or 6 weeks, try and get a bit of break in there somewhere. Yeah. And I mean, we all need a bit of break. Nobody can do it all.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, I know everybody's circumstances can be different, but even if you've got a friend that can help you out, and sometimes there is activities and clubs that are put on, local authorities do. You don't always have to pay for them. I know they all vary in price, but especially when you've got your school-aged children, you know, you're talking about the Titanic, you're talking about the endless questions.
As you do.
Titanic.
If they get obsessed with different things, and of course, you know, mummy, the word should be probably banned at some point, you know, because anything goes wrong, that word is just, you know, you do get as where you just want to turn the volume down sometimes.
It's awful that we don't want, like, we're so like lucky to be mums, and yet the word mummy makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like, please. Yeah. Like I'm sometimes like, please just stop. Yep. But
it's like escaping when you're starting to go to the loo, and you just think, if they could go under the door, you know, creep under the door.
She was downstairs eating her breakfast, and I thought, now's the time I can go to the toilet. Okay, I've had my morning coffee; it's my moment. Okay,
so I've got coffee. My phone. Oh God, this is going down another route now.
The coffee's hit. Okay, it's time for the toilet. So I've gone upstairs to my phone. I thought, okay, I'll do a little bit of work on my phone as I'm on the loo. Okay. And then I get mummy, and I'm like, I'll be down in 2 seconds. She's like, no, it's okay, I'll come up to you. I'm like,
I'm trying.
Please don't. Then she's like, can say, do you want a hot wire pen? I'm like, no, can I just, I don't know why. It's like, I don't know why. I just cannot do it with you in the room with me. Please, can you go somewhere else?
Yeah.
And obviously, sorry guys, I talk quite openly about periods with her now. Because she kept going, have you pooed your pants? No, why have you got a nappy on? I'm like, I haven't. Yeah. So I talk quite openly with that. So I want to have my own time alone in the toilet. For me, that is like, you don't realise how valuable that time
is. It's so valuable. I did experience the other day quite similar. I was so hot that I ran myself a cold bath. As you do, I thought the kids are fine. They've had their park. They've got to be tired by now. Got into the bath. And then Sonny comes in. He's 3 and a half. And I was like, oh God, here we go. And he's like, Mummy, why have you got poo-poo on your nipples? And I was like, I don't. He was like, but they're dark. And I was like, well, they get darker when you're pregnant. But it's poo-poo. And I'm like, and he wouldn't let it go. And then Basil came and he was talking about frigging Titanic again. I was like, you know, I'm just going to get out of the bath. It's just fucking pointless. What's the point?
Yeah, you do actually wish sometimes, I'm sure with everyone, these moments could be recorded because you're like, is anyone else experiencing this?
Yeah.
And the good news is they everyone all is. Are.
Yeah, all like, in the same
my
boat, not
will
Titanic.
Not stop till, so you'll be in the top of the house, mummy, and I know, it's like, it really hurts my ears now, you know, like you get, she will not stop till she's answered the question. And I think also, as I say about the summer holidays, it's very important to remember all kids are different, aren't they? So some, like a lot of boys need to be walked, you know, and my niece needs to get out of the house. Some are quite happy inside, so they all need kind of, they all have different needs, don't they? Mm. And there's definitely, like this week, I felt like the end of term was crazy. Like there was a million things on, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And then
was
I
crazy,
had,
yeah.
I went full on last week after, had like 20 kids back for a water fight, a sleepover, then some, it was, and by the end, I was dreading each day because I was just so broken. And then this week, I've got them, one in a tennis camp, one in like a theatre camp. And I just need to go back to like, not every day being like a jolly up, you know, one of them staying up late, you know, one of them asking to watch Love Island, the other one thinking she can have sweets at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, but you know, you're so knackered, you're like, just have one.
I know.
Don't tell your father.
Yeah.
Not on Instagram, no one will judge
you. If you eat this grape, you can have a sweet. It's like absolutely ridiculous.
You know, before I had
have a piece of broccoli and then 10 bags of crisps.
Before I had Ivy, I was like, I'm never going to be one of those parents that's going to bribe. She's going to know the difference between right and wrong. She's going to listen to me. I literally, bribing is my life.
Oh, I think that's
everyone.
That's parenthood.
Just do this and you can get a little bit of YouTube, you know.
Like. Totally.
And also the things you said is you do, and everyone has judged other parents in their head or whatever, and then you suddenly see yourself, you know, giving in, pandering. Yeah. And now my second child is such a dictator, and the things we do, but she's lovely in public, you know, at school and public, but at home, and the things we do, like we all obey her, and you're like, if anyone could see this, like, you know, allowing this thing, but sometimes you just want an easy life.
Tell us
you?
The story about putting her to bed last night.
Oh yeah, so absolutely, we'd had a barbecue all day with friends, pretty broken, but we've got table tennis thing in the garden, so it's become quite a big thing to play table tennis. So me and I don't know what, he's not my husband, you know, the father of the children, I don't know what you call them, the partner, you know, boyfriend sounds like, we're just kind of, you know, anyway. So we have a big match, we're quite competitive with each other, so we said, okay, whoever loses this has to put the second child to bed. Not the first, we're cool with that. Anyway, oh my God, it was like literally, it was like the Wimbledon final actually. It was like, it was Federer against Djokovic, and we got to 20 all. And actually at this point, I just said, I really don't want to put her to bed. I was laughing so much, I really needed the loo. I was like, but actually, I think, no, it got to, he then won a point, and honestly, you know when you're actually like willing, you're like, it was like, I used to play tennis quite seriously, so it felt like I was back 13 in the national finals, like, please, anyone, God, if you're there, help me. Anyway, he made two fatal errors, and I punched the air, and he threw the bat on the ground.
Well
and
done.
And you know when you're... then I rushed to go to the loo. Pour yourself a glass of wine. Like, and literally got a rosé and lay on our garden furniture. And but then he did the usual, oh, well, I'll do it in an hour, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
That's what I'm
saying.
This is what we
start
do.
Start the process.
It's like 10 o'clock and we've been going for 3 hours now. You just put it, okay, I'm just going to do this.
I know, the negotiation.
It's like, can you just have a story by Alexa tonight and not me?
Oh, God, that would be good.
Does she do that?
Yeah, so we do spy... Because obviously Ivy had delayed speech. I was like, I'm going to start reading her stories every night. It's really going to help her speech. And I kind of now have to do... Okay, 1 second. I do a story every night. And then it's like, twinkle, twinkle, baba, black sheep, back tiggles. Sometimes I have to like sing all the songs from The Greatest Showman. And
or you could start Titanic.
And we downloaded Audible on Alexa and we put one in her room. And we've got like a light, night light that goes pink. And so I just like, so at night time.
Well, I might try that.
Oh my God, say, this is a revelation.
This is a revelation.
So we do Audible and we have books. We've got like Tiger Who Came to Tea. And she loves it. It's brilliant. So
I'm like,
start
that.
So then I do a story by Alexa. So she has it, so I don't have to get wrapped into like a whole load of stories.
That's genius. That's
sometimes I'm like, no, it's very late now. It's very late and it's not. It's 7 o'clock. I'm like, it has to just be a story by Alexa.
Yeah.
Or if we're so over, it's like, just go lay in our bed, go and watch a film and then we'll just lift you and put you in your bed.
Alexa could do like times tables.
Alexa's amazing.
She could do spellings.
So the nightlight.
I have actually like unplugged her.
I should probably disclose, I am working with Amazon here. Before I get played.
This is sponsored by Amazon.
This is not a paid partnership. So we've got one of the lights, the Philips Hue, set up. So I say to Alexa, it's finally bedtime, and it puts the night light on. And then I say, the devil is finally asleep, and it goes, okay, and turns the light off.
Whoa, that's amazing.
It's so good.
It's
amazing. You can do all the colours. So I'm like, look, you've got your pink bedroom light, you know.
Can she tell them to brush their teeth and stuff like that?
Unfortunately not, no.
That's the next stage.
Or the back tickles they need to start doing.
I've had that recently. We've got this back scratcher.
Yeah.
And then she wanted me to 100 times. But the only good news was I didn't know.
Luckily, my child can't count yet, so I could just do 10 and go, yeah, it's 100.
But you know, sometimes you've got to play the long game, because if I try and stop early, it actually doesn't work. So sometimes you just got to do the 100. But what it did make me realise is I didn't know that she could count to 100, because she's never, you know, we've only ever done up to 20 or whatever. She's 5. And apparently she can count to 100.
Well, that's smart.
And it drained every bone in my body. And, you know, when you're like, my nerves were like shot by the end. But 100. She can count to 100. So there we go. Get the back scratcher.
Oh, that's great.
Fucking school.
I mean, I guess at the end of the day, we do all survive, don't we? You know, and then they go back to school and then we miss them.
And we really love them.
We do love them, really.
Just like, sad.
We all do get through. And I think it does... It's daunting when you have it for the first time. Like, what, 6 weeks off school? What is this? What's going on? But it does fly. And I guess, you know...
I try and break it up.
Yeah.
I have a list, like an emergency list, when I'm like pulling my hair out and I need to do something. Mm. I have a taste card. So Pizza Express.
Oh, that's a good one.
Buy one, get one free.
Oh, that is good.
Obviously, a lot of things, you know, sometimes it's just easier just going out for food as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely.
Sort of like
it's an event, isn't
down.
It?
Yeah,
it's like
just going
something
out.
To do.
An event. Yeah,
yeah, as long as we're like out at some point. So I try and just space it out, do something. Mm. You know, even just going into London, water fountains in the heat.
Yeah,
they are happy.
True.
That's all that South Bank. There's always stuff on. There's a lot to do. That is free with the kids. Mm. For me, just going into London, she's happy. Street performers, there you go.
Yeah,
sit there for an hour. And
water.
And there's a really good app actually called Hoop. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it kind of tells you what's going on in your area every day.
That's
amazing. And you can like book events from that app. And I've used it many times, and that is actually brilliant. If you're like literally loose and going, it's raining or it's too hot, what should I do? Or go on Hoop, you put in your postcode or something, and then it says all these things come. And you put in like your, I think the gender of your child, the age, and it goes, all these things you can do, which is good.
It's very good, actually. I've got it on my holiday for work. But also there's Happity as well. That's another way. Happity is, but that's more sort of London based, but a bit similar to what the Hoop does.
Write that down.
And then... Happity, literally, Happity.
happy.co.uk.
I
think there is actually a hell of a lot of free stuff going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like I always say, I mean, kids are most happiest in the park.
They
and
are.
My kid's 10 are, yeah. and she still likes going to a park.
Pat lunches.
And it's free. I was going to say, pat lunches, treat yourself to a coffee yeah. to give yourself a little
coffee.
Pat on the back.
Gin the
yeah.
gin and tonic and a coffee.
Gin and tin, right?
But you actually... I went to cinema the other day and took four kids. It cost £60. I mean, that is insane.
I know, it's so expensive.
So actually, you don't have to do that.
No, it's so expensive.
I was like, £60? You know, like... I was like, right, popcorn.
Go to the Pick and Mix and rob some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joking. Yeah. Joking, guys.
And then it was The Lion King and we all cried, you know. But you don't have to spend loads of money. And I have to say as well, I don't know if it works so well with boys. Although actually I think it does because they're doing something. A load of arts and crafts. Shove out a load of paper and paints. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm not particularly good at that. But there are loads of things you could, that kids quite like doing. You know, get out a big mat and... Mm.
We get ours, those canvases, just cheap canvases, and just let her like decorate art for the family.
Basil's
she just loves
really
that.
It.
No, he's not into it. Every kid is different, like I said, you know.
And I think for us, because I don't know, the boys will start playing really nicely, and then you can see it starting to tip.
Yeah.
And you're like, and I'm literally going, oh, here we go, 5 second countdown, and one of them's going to kick off.
Yeah.
And they do, and then because I can't move a lot right now, and I can't bend and. I'm about to give
just
birth. If you're listening,
so
I'm not.
Just have a sweet. Like,
I literally phone my husband going, you need to come home now and help me. And he's like, okay. And then he takes the boys out on bikes. And then it's just, you know, getting rid of that energy and just seeing something different. And going to the park or whatever. It's like, I need to go to the park more often. And when this baby's out, I'll be there more. But right now.
And there are so many different parks, aren't there?
Yeah.
Like, adventure playgrounds, like all that, and definitely pat lunch all the way.
Good go with a few friends, bottle of Prosecco.
Penguin, remember Penguin Bar?
Penguin.
Always had a penguin with my pat lunch.
Magic Gardens at Hampton Court was amazing.
I haven't been there.
Oh, no. It's so good. The Magic Gardens, it's got like a bit of sand and water and slides and the ground's really soft and it's just brilliant. And you can pay just to go into the Magic Garden. Hampton Court.
Oh, is it?
So you can literally pay just to go into that area instead of paying like for the full Hampton Court.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you as always. We're actually going to move on and ask two little people some questions. We've got Ivy Coco, who's 5.
Say hi.
And Basil, who's 7, he's currently playing Minecraft. I'm going to pull him off that and we're going to ask him some questions about what they think about summer holidays and surviving. So
he has to say hello.
He does, he's going to come say she's so cute. All right, so let's move on to those questions. To the discussion, we have two very special guests. We have Ivy Coco. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
How old are you?
7. 5.
I thought you were 5.
5.
You're 5. Hello, darling. She's so cute. And we have Basil Boyce. Hello, Basil.
Hello.
How old are you?
7.
So these guys are off school for 6 weeks. We're going to ask them a few questions, what they think about summer, how to survive it, and what ticks their boxes. So, Basil. Hello.
Hello.
Why do you think you have 6 weeks off school in the summer holidays?
Because it takes a long time to get into year three.
Okay. What, to adjust, you mean?
Yep.
To get ready?
That's because I'm being so hot.
Because you're being so hot. Okay, good. Let's put the fan away, shall we? Yeah, I know. Ivy, question for you. Why do you think people need to go to school?
Because they went on holiday.
Pardon?
They went on holiday. They went on holiday.
Because they go to school to go on holiday.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Okay, Basil.
Okay, I don't believe that.
Pardon?
I don't believe that.
Oh, you don't believe that? Okay. What do you think then? Why do you think you go to school?
To learn stuff.
Okay. And why do you need to learn stuff?
To be a grown up.
Okay. What do you want to be when you're older?
Pilot.
A pilot? Not a captain for Titanic? No. Okay. Basil, do you miss school?
No.
put the mic there. Do you miss school?
No.
You don't miss seeing your friends every day?
No.
Okay. Ivy, do you miss school?
You do?
Yes.
What do you miss about school?
I miss that I love mummy and daddy.
Oh! That's too cute.
Friends.
All right, Basil, what makes you happy when you're off school? What do you like doing the best with?
Hanging out.
Hanging out with who?
My father.
Your father?
Not your mum or your grandma. My father.
My father. Are you watching Star Wars?
Playing video games.
Playing video games. See, I feel guilty when you play video games. Should I?
I do.
No, don't.
Huh?
No, don't.
I do. I feel guilty. I do.
I'm playing PlayStation right now.
Yeah, I know that. Bah! Because I'm doing this podcast, I needed you to be occupied. Ivy, what do you like doing when you're off school?
I like to swing with my mummy and my daddy.
Aww, she's so cute. Isn't she cute, Basil?
Nope.
Gold.
So funny.
Nothing. And what do you have any questions for us? For the mummies, do you have any question for your mum for me?
Why?
I don't know. Just because, you know, it's content, isn't it? Is there anything that you would like to do in the summer holidays that mummy and daddy haven't done yet?
Yep.
Like what?
Take me to the ruins of Titanic.
Yeah, right.
Live near the beach.
Live near the... Well, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. I'd love to live near the beach.
See Titanic.
And see Titanic, yeah. Yeah.
There is a Titanic Museum, you know.
I know this. I literally know everything about Titanic. Ivy, darling, are you looking forward to going back to school?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do.
What would you like to do over the holidays?
I like to do... A potato and a coffee.
Oh, that's my kind of girl. I like that. All right, well, guys, thank you for your incredible input.
You're welcome.
All right, well, you know what? We're gonna wrap it up there. Thank you, everyone, for coming on today's podcast. Thank you, Ivy Coco.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Basil. Thank you, Kristen, Kerry, and Liz.
Hello.
And we'll be back.
Thank you.
For another Becky. Podcast. Oh, now you're getting into it. All right, guys, thanks a lot. I'll speak to you soon. Woo. Bye.
Woo. Well done.
Bye.
Oh my God, I loved that podcast. That was brilliant. And it's actually really nice to know that all us mums are in the same boat over the summer holidays. Special thank you to our special guests, Ivy Coco and Basil Boyce. I think they've taught us a lot. And also back to Kerry Northcote, Sylvia wasn't there. This day and Kristen Smith, thank you again. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to the Mums Still Got It podcast on any platform that you work on, use even. And I'm Louise Boyce, I'm Mums Still Got It. Thank you for listening and we'll speak again. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.